Both major parties have at least one candidate running in almost all the big races, from governor down to most of the traditionally competitive state assembly seats. Part of the reason? All the open seats. Governor Jim Doyle is not seeking re-election, and one in five state assembly lawmakers is either retiring or running for higher office. Among those who turned in signatures to run for governor are Republicans Scott Walker and Mark Newman, and Democrat Tom Barrett. Democrat Tim John and Republican Scott Paterick and John Chess joined them. In the race for U.S. Senate, Democrat Russ Feingold filed papers to run for re-election. Republicans Ron Johnson and Dave Westlake also filed, as did Republican Steve Finn. Independent candidates filed for both U.S. Senate and governor. Each of Wisconsin's congressional seats has at least one candidate from each party. Two Democrats filed papers just ahead of yesterday's deadline to challenge veteran Republican Congressman Paul Ryan and Jim Sensenbrenner. Some of the state legislative districts being vacated by lawmakers have a lot of people vying to replace them. Nine candidates filed papers for Republican Thomas Lothian's seat in Williams Bay, and eight people filed for the seat held by outgoing Chippewa Falls Assemblyman Jeff Wood. The Government Accountability Board still has to certify signatures before they're officially on the ballot. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.